The irony doesn't escape me that while thinking about how voiceover artists can improve their time management, I haven't been doing this for about a month, and it's shown in the number of auditions I've done and the lack of variety of work I've managed to secure. I worked on a great job earlier this month for a fan engagement project with Liverpool Football Club, but on reflection, it was a lucky break as I've had my head firmly in the world of e-learning, working to some tight deadlines with high volumes of content. I could say that this has been my excuse for bad time management this month, but I'd be deluding myself. I need to get back into a routine of good time management. Being a successful voiceover artist is not easy. The work won't necessarily fall at your feet unless you're well established in your arena. So how am I trying to keep on top of things? With regular auditions, you seriously need to make time for this. I know it sounds obvious, but ask yourself, which projects have you thrown yourself into recently whilst neglecting other auditions? Your mantra should be auditions, auditions, auditions. After a hard day focusing on other projects, sometimes the last thing you want to do is record another audition, especially when life gets in the way, the kids need collecting from school, dinner needs cooking and so on, but neglect auditions at your peril. Set a target on the number of auditions you want to submit per day or per week. If you don't meet your target, promote yourself elsewhere, which leads me to social media. You'll know which social media you're comfortable using, but if you've spread yourself over multiple platforms, how effective is your social media strategy? Does this depend on how you use it? Twitter is great for little snippets, little pieces of news, keeping your profile visible. So if you don't have time to record any auditions one day, jump on Twitter and tell the world what you've been up to. Link in clients, link in hashtags, link in the people who help promote your profile. And talking of LinkedIn, I keep my LinkedIn profile separate to my voiceover profile. That's just my choice, but I don't feel that LinkedIn works for me in the same way as Twitter or Facebook. Now, Facebook. Keeping this content fresh takes more time, for me, as I drop in links to books I might have recorded or promote success in recent voiceover jobs. I find it a bit harder to target a wide audience unless I pay for the privilege. To tactically use Facebook requires a bit more time and strategy. But when do I fit this all in? What does my working day look like? Since 2012, I've specialised in e-learning voiceovers, and this is my day job, so everything else needs to happen around this. I try to do auditions first thing in the morning, as this gives me a positive lift for the day that I'm keeping myself out there. For the social media angle, I tend to do this in the evening, when the family is watching whatever is on the TV. Voiceover can take over your life, but personally, I think it's unfair to allow this to happen at the expense of time with the family. So tackling social media this way and at this time seems to work for me. I'm an early riser at the weekends, so I try to set aside an hour to work on my voiceover profiles, write and record audio blogs, and think about what I've done over the last week and whether the strategy for my self-promotion is still working. It's all a work in progress. The way I do it won't work for everyone, but right now, it works for me. What works for you?